Radio NFM encourages the freedom of speech and the expression of diverse views. The views of listeners and studio guests are their own and do not represent the views of Radio NFM. Radio NFM records all its programs and derogatory remarks, vulgar and abusive language or discriminative perceptions will not be tolerated.
Welcome back to Radio NFM, to Hlaziyo Zindaba, where we keep you informed as to the whole affairs that are happening locally, provincially, to national-wise. But at this moment, we are having on the line Mr. Trevor Huddington, who is responding to some of the concerns which have been expressed by Ubuntu Project learnership attendees based in Steinkopf, who claim that they have not received their stipends for approximately now 2 months, now approaching for a third month. But with all of that, Mr. Trevor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to yourself and good afternoon to your listeners. We have since become aware of this issue in Steinkopf where learners have not been paid for a period of 2 months, and it's really unfortunate. As soon as we became aware of this, we contacted the company Ubuntu Strategic Development Solutions to inquire what exactly has happened on their side. And what they indicated to us is the reason why they have been unable to pay the learners is because their bank account has been closed by the bank. I'm not sure which bank, but their bank account had been paid. So what that means is that the money that was processed and paid from our side would have bounced back to our accounts. And since this has now come to our attention, because the company didn't bring this to our attention, we had to find out through this media inquiry, but at the same time also it's very concerning to us that something like this would have happened and that the partner did not bring it to our attention. I'm sure they were trying to resolve matters among themselves, between themselves and the bank, but this should have been brought to our attention because we would have looked at an alternative way of paying the stipends to the learners.
Mm. Just for the sake of clarity, if you can respond in Afrikaans, for work die mense kan verduidelik wat hard aan. Kan jy sê vir ons in Afrikaans en hoe beweeg ons from this moment?
Okay, so ons het onlangs uitgevind dat die Ubuntu Strategic Development Solutions het nie stipends betaal aan die learners nie. En as gevolg van dit het ons onmiddellik ondersoek ingestel om vast te stel wat is die redes agter dit dat hulle nie die learners betaal het vir hulle bywoning van klasse en aktiwiteite nie. En toe het ons uitgevind dat wat eintlik gebeur het by die company is dat hulle bankrekening was toegemaak gewees. En het lyk of hulle nie eintlik geweet het die bankrekening was toegemaak nie. En ek weet nie spesifiek wat die issues is tussen hulle en die bank nie, maar hulle het dit nou reggestel met die bank en as gevolg van dit het die geld deurgegaan. So wat dit beteken is dat die geld wat ons oorbetaal het aan Ubuntu het teruggebounce na ons toe waar hulle rekening was toegemaak gewees deur die bank. En nou het die geld deurgegaan en hulle het vir ons so pas in kennis gestel dat hulle is besig om die payments te proces aan hulle kant vir die learners.
Mm. And what is the time frame which is being looked at for the students to be able to receive their stipends and also looking forward to it? Because now, having that this is the third month that it is being approached, having not receiving, is there any progression that is needed to be taken?
So what we indicated to them is that they need to at least in the next 24 hours process these payments and get this sorted out because we do not want our learners to suffer any further hardship. In fact, it is disappointing that in the first place they had to suffer this kind of hardship. And I think I want to also use this opportunity to implore the learners that in future, if anything of this sort happens, do not wait for 2 months to bring this to our attention. Bring it to our attention immediately. We would have found alternative ways to resolve this issue for the learners, because we do not want any learners that wake up early in the morning to come to classes or attend learning activities, or that's already placed in job opportunities, to struggle and not be by the means to actually attend any of these activities, because it goes against what we are trying to achieve in terms of our objectives of the labor activation program.
And looking at that, where does the relation stand between the Department of Labor together with the appointed land organization, which is Ubuntu Projects, in implementing this learnership, and having that there is no reason which have been given in terms of the cause for their bank account to be closed?
So this is a matter that we are still further investigating to understand what exactly are the reasons behind the closure of the bank account, because we want to understand if in future we would be able to continue having the relationship that we have, or the partnership that we have. Because if a company is unable to do what they are supposed to do, in other words, we have a contract with them, and there's terms and conditions of these contracts, and if they are unable to deliver on their part, whether it be to have classes, to place learners into jobs, or to pay over stipends, that is a contravention of the conditions of that. And immediately that has to be remedied within 7 days in terms of our agreement with them, or the conditions rather that's stipulated in the contract. So we are busy remedying that now between us and them. And if the company is still not able to come to the party to fix or to remedy, then we'll have to move into other measures that needs to be taken. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We first want to give them a fair opportunity to fix their house, and then we'll take it from there.
Just lastly, whilst we still have you on the air, the matters of legitimacy also of the organization can come to the question, and also as to questioning in terms of the Department of Labor. Couldn't they have utilized any organizations or that could implement the project, which is based on the region of Namakwa?
So when we appoint these companies, it's based on proposals that have been brought to our attention. In other words, companies that came forward to come and basically apply with their proposals. Now, if another company, whether it is a better company, a more established or more stable, or whatever the conditions are with the companies, if there is another company and the company did not apply to partner with us, then it's going to be difficult, you know, to say whether there was nothing better that we could have offered the learners in the area. And basically, in terms of our sister, I don't have the proposal in front of me. I would have been able to tell you whether the commitment from the company was to cover a particular area or a larger part that would cover all the respective areas that need to benefit from this. It's really just unfortunate that I don't have that detail in front of me. But I think the issue that I need to answer directly is whether we could not find someone else. And this is a question of those who responded to the proposals and those who did not respond. If we did not respond to the proposals, then it's difficult for us to compete them or compare them with another operator in the same areas.
And for how long is this learnership is going to be carrying out, following the already some of the obstacles or challenges which have been faced by the students, and also these technical difficulties which are being faced by the organization itself? Is the project going to be continuing at this point?
I was saying, I'm not sure of the duration of the contract, but what I can say to you is, based on the investigation, and because the matter was brought to our attention of the non-payment of stipends, we are not just looking at the issue of the bank accounts. We will be looking at a number of areas in terms of the contract. In other words, we are going to look at holistic compliance with the contract terms and conditions, because we don't know what really is the reason behind it, but the closure of the account, that is. But once we have that kind of information, we would be able to see whether we still want to continue our relationship, and should we still be in partnership with this organization.
There it is. Thank you very much, Mr. Hectington, for responding to us at your earliest convenience pertaining to the concerns which have been raised by the students of the learnership participating of Ubuntu Projects. There it is, my people. Thank you very much. From your site, stay tuned to Radio NFM for more updates.
Radio NFM broadcasts in service of the Namakwa community, guided by the laws and standards set out by the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, ICASA. We honor these regulations with the same respect we give to the voices and stories of our people. If you believe that any part of our broadcast does not uphold these standards, you have the right to raise your concern. A formal written complaint may be submitted directly to ICASA at consumer@icasa.org.za or by contacting them on 012-568-3000. Radio NFM remains committed to responsible, ethical, and community-centered broadcasting today and always.